Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Every young person should hear this message. You think that intimacy is going to make someone love you more? It's just the opposite. Unless you're married, intimacy is made for husband and his wife. The Bible goes on to say, Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred which he had for her now was greater than the love which he felt for her before. That's the deceitfulness of passions. You can love a person one minute, and then when you get what you want, you hate them as much as you loved them before. And Amnon said to her after this, listen, he said, okay, see you later. He said, arise and be gone, girl. I'm done. What are you still doing in my room? Is basically what he said. And then she said to him, no. Oh, no. This evil of sending me away is worse than the other thing you just did to me. But he would not listen to her. Then he called his servant who attended him and said, here, put this woman out. Get her away from me and bolt the door behind her. This is a real story. Well, of course, she was heartbroken. And when her brother Absalom saw her, he said, have you just come from Amnon's room? She said, yes. He said, don't speak about it. Don't say a word, because he's your brother. Some things in life happen, you just have to take it. But what he was really doing was he was plotting revenge. He said, one day I'm going to get him back for this. So the first thing we see, as a result of David's behavior, his son Amnon is filled with lust and rapes his daughter, which is Amnon's half-sister. Well, when his other son Absalom sees what he did to his sister, he begins to plot. Now, let me show you how revenge really works in the heart of individuals. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 23, it says, and it came to pass after 2 full years, 2 years later, that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazar, which was near Ephraim. And Absalom invited all of the king's sons. And then he told the men who were his servants, wait until Amnon gets drunk, then at my signal, you will kill him. And don't be afraid, because I'm going to be the one who gave the command. Take courage and do what I say. So at Absalom's signal, they murdered Amnon. Now, this is high-level murders, because we're talking about the king's family. Everything that happens here has to do with the king's family. The king allowed this into his family because of the deeds he did in his own life. What are we allowing in our families? What are we opening the door to in our families? Is it blessing? Or is it cursing? We see the lust of the father going to his son. And now we see the murderous spirit of the father in his son. Well, there's one other thing that happened that David was not expecting, and that was the fact that his son Absalom would now rebel against him. He wanted to take his throne. And not only take his throne, that same murderous spirit that Absalom had now was saying, we need to get rid of my father. He's done enough. He's paid his dues. In fact, he's an old man now. Let's just get him out of the way. I want to take over the throne. The Bible tells us in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 12, this has to do when Absalom went to make some sacrifices. He was really plotting against his dad. It says, while he was offering the sacrifices, that he sent for Ahithophel, one of David's chief counselors. Soon many others joined Absalom, and the conspiracy gained momentum. A messenger soon came in Jerusalem to tell King David, all Israel has joined Absalom in a conspiracy against you. David said, then we must flee at once, hurry, for if we get out of the city before he arrives, both we and the city of Jerusalem will be spared from disaster. All of these things happening in David's life. Wait, it gets worse. He flees the city. He goes. He has to engage in a battle with his own son, whom he loved. Now, he loved his children. I'm sure he was saying, what have I done? What have I done? That detour did a whole lot more. I thought it was a one-night stand. What have I done? So he said, well, listen, I've got the bravest men, the smartest men, my mighty men. Yes, I'm minus one. But I can pull this whole thing together. That's what David is saying. And I'll get my son Absalom. It's all my fault. Do you ever feel like it's your fault what happens to your kids? It's just something in us that makes us feel that way. Isn't it true? Well, not all of us. Some prophetic people say it's their fault. But really, truthfully, most of us say maybe it was something I did, that my child grew up like this. So he was surely saying in his heart, I'll just get Absalom back. You know, we'll kiss, we'll make up. All of this will go away. Everything will be fine. Well, the Bible tells us in 2 Samuel, verse 8, chapter 18, verse 9, that during the battle, Absalom had unexpectedly come up upon some of David's men. He tried to escape on his mule, and his thick, beautiful hair got caught up in the branches of a great oak. And so now he's between heaven and earth, held there by his hair. So much for vanity. His mule kept going and left him dangling in the air, the Bible says. One of David's men saw what had happened and told Joab, the general, I saw Absalom dangling in the tree. He said to him, did you kill him? He said, of course not. The king said, not one of us is to lay a hand on the boy. Joab said, actually in verse number 14, it says, Joab took three daggers and plunged them into Absalom's heart as he dangled from the oak tree. Then 10 of Joab's young armor bearers then surrounded Absalom and killed him. Verse 31, there was a man from Cush who arrived and said, I have good news for you, speaking to David. Today the Lord has rescued you from all those who rebelled against you. Now listen to what David says. What about young Absalom? Is he all right? And the Cushite replied, may all of your enemies, both now and in the future, be as that young man is. The king was overcome with emotion. He went into his room over the gateway and burst into tears. And he cried, oh, my son Absalom, if only I could have died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son. The sins of David led to these events in his own family. The consequences of his own sin broke his heart and destroyed his family. Our detours from the Word of God to fulfill our own passions are very costly. Just when you think they're over, they can go on and on and on. I want to encourage you today, saints, to really look at your life and think about it. Every time the devil tries to tempt you with something you know is not right. Every time the devil entices you with something, if you know God, the Holy Spirit's going to tell you that's not right. But if you proceed going in the wrong direction over and over again, after a while, that voice gets fainter and fainter. It's not that God changed his mind. It's because you're just further away from God. Before you heard,
don't do it.
But the further you get away from God,
don't do it.
Till you don't hear it anymore. And then when you engage in doing something that you know is wrong, you will generally not hear from God until you've done the deed.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
When you engage in doing something that you know is wrong, you will generally not hear from God until you've done the deed. For David, it was 9 months later. Folks, it can be a year. It can be 5 years. It can be 10 years. But I promise you, God will not allow you to continue. Especially if you can't help yourself. He'll come, pull the cover off of you, and expose it to the world. That's not what God wants. God has a wonderful plan for our lives. The devil has a plan for your life. When you follow your own desires and passions, you are going with the devil's plan, I promise you. That's why it's so important for us to follow the Lord, to seek his heart, to seek his face, to obey his word. This world is filled with the allurements and the temptations that can pull us down, destroy us spiritually, and again, promote Satan's plan for our lives. But I like what the scripture said. You have no obligation to fulfill the works of the flesh. You have no obligation to do what your carnal desires are telling you. You have no contract with them. You don't have to do it. You can walk away from it and go in God's direction. Stay on God's road. Stay on God's path. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end with this. All of our choices have consequences. You cannot escape whatever you've sown. That's a principle. The Bible says what we sow, we shall reap. It's going to happen. David was forgiven by God. Nathan said from the very beginning, you are forgiven, but listen to what's going to happen to your life as a result of you taking that detour. Your house and your family will inherit the wind. Now, this word today is really a warning for all of us. I read your scripture. The Bible said, take heed. For those of us who think this can't happen to us, if you think this can't happen to you, you're really deceived. You really need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you and tell you that's total deception. This can happen to any of us. We need to make the right choices. We really need not to take chances. We must remember that we're only flesh. We need to stop getting so close to the edge of the line and thinking, well, I can recover from this, or I know this doesn't look right, but I can do it. No. We need to stay as far away from things that are not right. The Bible says avoid the very appearance of evil. If I'm in the wrong place with the right person, I'm still doing the wrong thing. See, there's a time and there's a place for everything. You're not to be with someone that you're not supposed to be with at the right time. You say, well, this is the right time for us to meet. But if it's the wrong person, it's still the wrong thing. It's time for us to begin to take control of our lives. Now, this is a word from the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, folks, God does not want you to walk into something that's going to destroy you and destroy your family. Now, I'm going to say it again. It's not two consenting adults. It's your family. He who troubles his house, his family will inherit the wind. That's the word. It's more than you. Please, for the Lord's sake, if there needs to be some adjustments in your life, make those adjustments today. If you're getting telephone calls from people that you shouldn't be getting telephone calls from, listen, I can't talk to you. Don't call my house anymore. Don't call my cell. If I need to disconnect this cell, I'm going to do it. See, now the Holy Ghost is going into meddling, so just give me a couple of minutes here. Some of you are doing things with people that it's a little questionable. And you know who you are? The message is for all of us. So I'm still talking to all of us. Yes, Tom, turn the air up more because it's going to get a little hotter in here in just a minute. Listen, the devil wants you in hell. He wants your children in hell. He wants your family to suffer. God loves you. You must begin to listen to that voice telling you, oh, don't go there. Oh, that's not the right place to be. That's not the right person to talk to. Women have better discernment than men. A woman can look at another woman and say, Husbands, listen to your wives. Because God gave them some radar we don't have. Now, we're supposed to have common sense. It's another woman. It's not your wife. Just give me a couple more minutes. Is that all right? The Holy Spirit is meddling here. It's another woman and it's not your wife. What are you doing with her? What are you doing? You know, the devil will show you everything wrong with your spouse, and then show you everything right with another person. The truth of the matter is, the grass is not greener on the other side. You'll get on the other side and find out that it's not even real grass, it's astroturf. That wig will come off, those teeth will come out. That one leg will be unscrewed. You'll say, wow, what I had was better. Well, my husband, he doesn't really pay a lot of attention to me. This person always gives me compliments and wow. I mean, he notices my shoes. He notices my new bag. He notices the dress I have on. Honey, that's because he's trying to look through them. Why do you think he's paying such close attention? He's not looking at your clothes. They're in the way. So he sees them first. Listen, the devil has a trap for us, and we had better be wise not to fall into it. We have invested too much of our lives in the kingdom of God. God has done too much for us to allow the devil to deceive us. It's up to us to do what's proper and what is right. Gentlemen, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to contain your passions, your desires, your eyes. Don't follow the ladies out the door or down the street or look at things you shouldn't be watching, whether it's on the internet or whatever, or magazines and books. It just stirs up your passions. What are you doing that for? You say, well, at least this way, I won't get into trouble. You are putting wood on the fire. Amen. Oh, but I'm not touching her. I'm not doing anything. You are simply stirring up those emotions to do something later on when you're not even expecting it. All of a sudden, the furnace door will blow open and that fire will come out and consume you both. I'm speaking real to you today. And God is concerned about our walk. God wants us to live right, act right, and not be foolish, especially with the opposite sex. And to say it'll never happen to me is a lie. Take heed lest you fall. Don't put yourself in that situation. Don't have it. Husbands, if you see your wife having problems, you better go tell them. Wives, if you see your husbands having problems, you better say something before it happens. And gentlemen, be teachable. Amen. Ladies, be teachable. We're only looking out for each other, and maybe the person's not married. Well, I watched the way you were following her out the door, brother, and you need to do something about that. Well, I saw you. All you're talking about is a husband. And you know, God, he really needs to help you to focus on what is real, because no man can really satisfy you. I told you before about the person who, you know, thought they were getting a good deal in a person. And then it became an ordeal. And then they began to look for a new deal. That's the progression in a relationship. That's why you shouldn't get involved emotionally with people so quickly. You don't know where that relationship is going. Today, they have this thing, they just jump right into bed. Laying next to each other. What did you say your name was? Well, will you call me tomorrow? I don't know. People really are living like that, and that is coming right into the church. We must not allow it to happen, saints. We must not allow it in the church.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the media tab and click on audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The message today is part 3 of Detours to Your Destiny. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. And so, Lord, right now we are asking that you would help us, that you would intervene in what's happening right now. Father, I know there's some listener right now who is in trouble, who is in despair, who is even depressed, and we're praying right now for their total deliverance. We bind and we cast out every spirit of heaviness. You said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, so we praise you now for the answer to their need.
Give them faith. Give them courage. Give them hope. Thank you for your love. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.